Hello everybody and welcome to the Trauma and Mind-Body Super Conference, and I'm here with Dr. Panipour. And Dr. Panipour is a dentist. He's a doctor of dental surgery. Welcome to the summit, Dr. Panipour.
Thank you so much for having me, Nikki.
Now, just to share a little bit more with our audience, Dr. Panipour, I know you're an amazing dentist, but you are one of the most experienced, if not the most experienced, holistic dentist in North America. You're known worldwide for your expertise in safe and effective and non-toxic dentistry, things like removing amalgam fillings and, you know, dealing with wisdom tooth removal and all those types of things. So it's a real honor and a privilege to have you on the summit on an important topic. So thanks again. Just wanted to share with the audience a little bit more. Now, people might be wondering, why do we have a dentist on a summit? This is the Trauma and Mind-Body Super Conference. So let's talk about how the health of our teeth isn't just about the health of our mouth. Your website is the Systemic Dentist. Do you want to just expand on why people should know about the bigger picture of the impact of teeth health?
Well, you know, I think for the past 10 years, there has been numerous amount of research presented on oral medicine. And basically, when I'm talking about oral medicine, I'm not just talking about the teeth. I'm talking about the gums, the cranium, all the associated neuro, arterial, venal, and lymphatic connection. Every subject that we're going to be talking about today, I can actually spend the whole weekends on any specific topic for you. And, you know, I've been called a lot of different things, anywhere from a green dentist, holistic dentist, alternative dentist, biological dentist. And I use a lot of those keywords to let certain patients with the same mindset to know that I'm there available for them. But at the end of the day, I like to think of myself as a conscious dentist.
Nice.
Which means that I have worked really hard, have spent ample amount of time, finances, away from my family, to try to learn as much as I can in reference to all aspects of dentistry.
Yep.
And that's what I see the issue with a lot of dentists out there is truly the lack of continuing education, proper education. So when a patient calls me from, I don't know, Zimbabwe, you know, Louisville, Kentucky, what have you, we can't get to you, I have three kids, you know, et cetera, et cetera. How do I know who to go to? Well, anybody can take a weekend course and call themselves a biological dentist. But at the end of the day, it's about their curriculum vitae, it's about their CV. If you are searching for a dentist that is basically you want to get a filling done, or you want to get surgery done, or you want to get some sort of therapy, I think it's always proper to ask for their CV and find out when is the last time they took a course on those subjects, how updated they are. Dentists have a pattern of falling into a certain wheel and just keep on doing the same thing over and over again. So I would say continuing education. My grandfather used to say that the eyes, the mind, you cannot see what your mind doesn't know. So the more you learn, the more you see. Now, true common denominator in my practice, the fundamental of my practice, is I consider tooth decay, gum disease, clenching, grinding, cranial disharmonies, infected root canals, what they call cavitation sites. Well, cavitation is not a scientific term, but basically about localized infections in the jaw due to some sort of a trauma, poor dental work, poor healing, et cetera, et cetera. All of these have one thing in common. They're all chronic inflammation on your immune system.
Right.
During early 90s, we were taught in dental school that if you have a patient that's diabetic, make sure you take extra care of their gums, because most diabetic have some sort of a gum disease. Well, 20 years later, the research is telling us Well, is it the gum disease that causes the diabetes, or diabetes causes the gum disease? We don't know. Because they're both, because diabetes, one of the manifestations of diabetes is due to chronic inflammation.
Yep.
Second example, I have a patient that comes in that has tooth decay. Patient brushes, flosses, suddenly out of nowhere, they start getting tooth decay. Of course, I have to use the most advanced methods, air ablation, laser, ozone, to help oxidize or remove that decay. And try to conserve as much tooth structure as possible. Don't just slap a crown on every tooth that comes into my office, because we know 70% of all teeth that end up getting crowns end up getting root canals. This was a survey done by Delta Dental Insurance Company. And place a nice, clean material instead to replace that loss of tooth. But at the end of the day, my question is, how did you get that tooth cavity? What is going on in your system that your teeth are not getting cavities? Are you not getting enough minerals? Are you not eating right? Because we know one of the reasons for tooth decay is lack of minerals. When the body is not getting enough, it starts searching for other avenues, compensating to rob minerals from your gut, from your muscles, your teeth, and your bone.
Right, which could cause complications and other diseases as a side effect as well.
Correct. Or is it that you're not digesting? Your gut flora is so damaged because you were diagnosed, for example, with, I don't know, Lyme disease, or basically the Lyme challenge, and they just pumped you full of antibiotics for the past 2 years that has completely destroyed your gut. So even though if you're eating well, you're not able to digest that food.
Yes.
Or are you dealing with some sort of toxicity? Your body is very acidic, the pH is off, and that's affecting the oral flora, the biodome of the oral cavity, and allowing this gram positive, gram negatives to work overtime in that acidic environment to just suck the juice out of your teeth.
Yep.
That's what I pride myself on, being a conscious dentist.
Love it. That's awesome. Brilliant that you made that connection there, and you just mentioned about, you know, issues in the mouth lead to chronic inflammation. And we know, for example, there's a whole set of depression caused by chronic inflammation. If we've got chronic inflammation, how easily would that spread to the rest of the brain, right?
Absolutely. I see that a lot with patients that are dealing with clenching, grinding, TMJ issues.
Right.
Infected root canals. Their body's so been used to constantly fight, and then they crash. We call it adrenal rush, adrenal fatigue.
Yes.
Heart starts pounding, high blood pressure, anxiety, all of this have been linked to clenching and grinding.
Amazing. Teeth, jaws.
Yeah, so my patients, well, instead of them running to their GP and then a heart specialist that puts them on different type of medication afterwards, you know,
not dealing with the root cause.
This route to make sure that there's nothing else going on. Of course, you can take a pill and easy, but remember that pill will start affecting your liver and your kidney. And then now you got to take another medication to account to react what's happening with your liver and kidney. And before you know it, you want 7, 8, 10, 15 types of medication, which unfortunately leads me to the pandemic that's going on in our world right now. People that are being seriously affected, and I'm not talking about what I hear on the news, I'm talking about truly watching videos or interviewing, being sort of a dialogue with the doctors that are really on front lines, and they see the truth. What we see is that chronic, all my patients that are calling me right now, it's all about the immune system. It's all about the immune system. The stronger that I am, the stronger my body can defeat anything that attacks me.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. So teeth health is affecting immunity. If you've got bad stuff going on in your mouth, you've got less strong immunity, and you're more likely to come down with things and be more seriously affected by COVID. Yeah.
That's what we're seeing. The people supposedly that are dying of COVID-19 right now is due to lack of immunity.
Yep.
Diabetics.
Yes.
Yep. And patients that are on multiple different type of medication for different reasons. They, because their immune system is so diminished, that this is the after effect. They're easier to get the COVID and what have you. We also have a lot of other patients around the world. They get the COVID-19, few sneezes, some temperature, little flu-like symptoms, and they're done.
Exactly. It's because they have good teeth.
Well, you know, teeth are true barometers of one system, in my opinion.
Yep.
Teeth are just like warning signs.
Yes. Yes, they definitely, everything's connected in the body. I was actually, can we talk about, it's a big topic, a little bit more about the amalgam, you know, the mercury fillings. I mean, we know there's probably connections with things like Alzheimer's, other brain degeneration, neurological disorders, and toxicity, that type of toxicity causing mood disorders. Share a little bit more about what you know, in terms of the research of that, and also what's the safe things to do, what do you do about that? What's your recommendations for people?
You know, in the middle to late 90s, when I was invited different symposiums and talk shows, TV shows and what have you, and I started sharing my knowledge with people, a lot of governmental agencies did not appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I was prosecuted. I've been attacked, not only by my peers, but different governmental agencies on this matter.
Wow.
So I'm going to keep it very simple.
Yep.
I'm going to keep it simple for, especially now, you know, I've been talking about toxicity in our environment and all of this, and suddenly the COVID-19 hits, and now there's a huge evolution, you know. In order for me to get to dental school, I have taken physiology, histology, biology, chemistry, organic chemistry, genetics. I mean, I had to take so many science courses to be able to increase my knowledge, take the dental admission test, and then apply to dental schools. Now, undergraduate, high school, college, all these science courses had one thing in common: the periodic table. Table of elements. That was a common denominator between all of them. And number one most toxic substance on our planet is plutonium. And what we do with plutonium, we enrich it to uranium and we make atomic bombs with.
Yep.
Number two is mercury.
Yes.
Mercury is the second most toxic substance on our planet. Now, I don't need to be a scientist. I don't need to have any kind of agenda. But why would I even want one drop of mercury in my fillings? And that was my question as a young student. I did all these courses. I get to dental school, and this is what you guys are telling me. Wait a minute. Just quiet, do your courses.
No critical thinking.
I don't need to see any research. I don't need to see any documents on if it's good or bad for you.
You already know, yeah.
But we know that, and this was, I have a video of a congressional hearing where the head of the FDA a few years ago admitted the vapor releases out of the mercury fillings and gets absorbed by the body. Now, if you have a strong immune system, strong genetic pathway, your cycles of your kidney, liver, all of that is working efficiently, yes, your body will be able to get rid of it.
Yeah.
But when you have lived in certain big countries that you, for 3-4 generations, you've been raised on modified food with hormones, and you know, that has caused a certain genetic damage in your DNA of these pathways. So it's a little different for everyone. Now, above and beyond the toxicity, that absorption, and let me tell you, one little single filling of amalgam has a half-life of 25 years.
Wow.
I'm not even going to get to the amalgam filling itself and the fractures and the damage it does on a tooth. That's another podcast we could do, you know. But another point is that whenever you have metals next to each other, you create what we would thought as galvanic effect, a battery effect. Now, all the nerves in your teeth, gums, eyes, forehead, ears, all these nerves come from one ganglion, one server. Is referred to as a sphenopalatine ganglion, which is off of the fifth cranial nerve. Yep. So imagine when you have a battery effect on teeth that have an arterial, venal, lymphatic, neural connection. Of course, the amalgams being the mercury and the metal residues being absorbed by the tooth through its tubules and the vapor, but also that battery effect is affecting those nerves. It's keeping them at a charge. That charge will cause a short circuit. And if you look at our parasympathetic portion of our autonomic nervous system, 5 of your major parasympathetic ganglions that govern your parasympathetic function are also connected to your teeth, gums, cranium, you name it. Why is it that every time I take little mercury fillings out, the teeth dies and I end up getting root canals? It's like one evil for another. As they removed that battery effect, along with other issues that they've been having, neurological, what have you, they caused a short circuit, and that short circuit further affected their nervous system. Yep. Suddenly all the tissue around the mercury filling start releasing mercury that they've been holding on to because that battery effect is gone. And that nerve is sitting there, wait a minute, what's going on? Why has this environment changed? And they start firing. And if certain acupuncture or neural therapy is not followed, that nerve dies. Again, not everybody's this way, but someone who's dealing with some sort of a neurological issue is a much burden, more burden on their system.
Yes, and that's also this neurological what's happened to the nerves. Again, could that spread and affect things like the autonomic nervous system balance, and people then get anxiety because they've got these imbalances?
Again, everybody's different.
Yes.
That short circuit has a ripple effect. And for everyone, I mean, I was a part of a research where the patients came in, the gentleman could barely move his hands. He couldn't even hold on to a key. As soon as he removed his amalgam fillings, he started moving his hand. Again, for that, and that's maybe one in 1,000, one in 500. But for that person, those metals in the mouth were causing short circuit, and a vicious ripple effect, which is another person wouldn't be the same.
Yes.
So it's not just about using a rubber dam, suction, and all those things to protect the patient from inhalation of that vapor. And of course, my assistant, me, the office environment, because that vapor is not going to just dissipate. It either has to go through a special suction, or if it gets in the air, it's going to go everywhere in the office. And through the air conditioning system, it can even go to part of the building. So it's not just about protecting the patient, like Dr. Huggins protocol, SMART protocol, all these protocols that are out there, but it's also about understanding for that specific patient how the body is going to respond when you remove that burden, when you remove that charge.
So it's very important, if someone, maybe they've got health issues, maybe they've got a mood disorder, one of the things they should be considering is what's going on with their teeth and fillings and things like this. And they must go to a good qualified dentist who knows how to properly address the issues and also remove a filling with mercury safely and effectively, right? That's critical.
Correct. And also be able to rebuild that tooth.
Yep.
You know, I give a lot of lectures on restorative dentistry.
Yep.
And I show pictures before and after. And all these dentists, depending on how much tooth structure there's left, they just want to pop a crown on that tooth.
Yep, easy way out.
There are other ways. There's an Academy of Biomimetic Dentistry, which I'm an instructor of, and we look at these restorations completely different than your average dentist. And if those average dentists spend the time, money, finances, take these courses that are not cheap, I may ask, you know, to go through at least the multiple protocols of truly mastering biomimetic dentistry is going to cost you about $10,000 of continuing education.
Yeah.
Which is fine. In my opinion, it's tax deductible. So instead of me giving it to the IRS, I give it to them and let them pay the IRS, you know? You know, honestly. So, you know, this is actually on YouTube. I gave a lecture to two of the biggest dental, biological, holistic dental groups in America. This was in Nevada, Reno, somewhere in there. There was, and I was talking about dental epigenetics, the next frontier. And I truly saw during my lecture that I was not connecting with my audience. And these are all supposedly biological dentists. So I stopped the lecture and I started asking them a few questions. I said, when was the last time any of you took a course in adhesive dentistry? It means bonding things together, basis of what dentists do. Not even one person raised their hand.
Wow.
I asked, when is the last time anybody took a course in restorative dentistry? Not even one person raised their hand. I asked them, how many of you guys do cavitations or root canal removal? 4 or 5 people raised their hand. And I asked them individually, when was the last time you had a course? Oh yeah, last time you were in this meeting, there was an hour course on this subject. I was really, really disappointed.
Yeah.
And I said it out loud, and again, this is on YouTube, that you guys should be ashamed of yourself. You call yourself a biological dentist, and to me, what biological dentistry, systemic dentistry, alternative dentistry, holistic dentistry, which means, really, you know, not even, people even know what the word holistic is. It means looking the whole, not just the parts.
Yep.
If you're calling yourself these things, that means you have advanced in every aspect of dentistry.
Yes, it should be that.
But unfortunately, different reasons, a lot of people just take a few courses and that's it. They call themselves a biological dentist.
So they need to be picky and do their research.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, they need to have some sort of a security, you know, like a protocol together. You know,
yes.
I was subleasing office space from another dentist about a year ago, a very prominent Beverly Hills cosmetic dentist.
Right.
And he advertised that, you know, he basically is, he was a part of these different organizations and he's called himself a biological dentist. He advertised on it. But he wasn't following any protocols as such. And when I asked him, he didn't have a suction, the vacuum for mercury removal. So when I asked him, you don't have any of these toys, why are you calling yourself a biological dentist? He said, well, because I think biologically.
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
It's another
message, I think, the takeaway message is bio beware. And your teeth are very important, and make sure you do your research. Can we touch on, just coming towards sort of the end on a few things here, about the connection between teeth infections and teeth issues and Lyme disease?
Correct. I just had a couple that came visited me, and that were both being diagnosed with Lyme. So I spent about a couple of hours sharing the same thing. I'll try to keep it as simple as possible. Early 90s, dental school, first class in microbiology, they taught us that there's 350 or more different types of bacteria in the mouth. This was early 90s. 20 years later, the research tells us this is actually over 2,000 different types of bacteria, virus, and fungus. They all live together in these colonies. We're just going to call it biofilm. So biofilm is plaque calculus that builds up around your gums. Biofilm is basically tooth decay. And biofilm is what we find in these infection of the root canals and what they so-called cavitation sites. Biofilm has also been found in the arterioles of the heart where the plaque builds up. Biofilm has been found in pretty much any cancer lesion that has been removed from the body when they've done their pathology marker, you know. So, and we also know that the Lyme virus hides in biofilm.
Mm-hmm.
Biofilm is an anaerobic type entity, hates oxygen, can thrive without oxygen. So Lyme, and there's a lot of videos on YouTube also, you can actually see the microscope, you know, see it. So for a patient that's dealing with Lyme challenge, it's very important that they have a perfect clean mouth, good gums, no tooth decay, no infected root canals, no so-called cavitation sites. So they're not harboring any biofilm whatsoever.
Got it.
That's the first part of it.
Yep.
Okay. Second part is that we know that we cannot, you can't get rid of Lyme. You have to create a symbiosis with this. So you need to make sure that there's nothing chronic inflammation, chronic issues are going on with your body. And when I'm talking about your body, I'm thinking about you as a physical, energy, mental, intuitive, spiritual individual.
Yep.
It's not just, it's where you live, your relationship, your connection to divine, all of that. If you're in a bad relationship, that's a chronic issue.
Yes, big time.
So, and also we know that clenching and grinding creates muscle spasm, unbalanced bite, which affects your oxygenation, telltale strength, etc., etc. And is also, this cranium is responsible for your lymphatic movement. It's called the cranial pulse. Now, you know that our Lyme patient, the ones that are moderate to severe, they can't go to the gym. They can't work out to increase the lymphatic movement by breathing and moving, because the Lyme virus hides in the joints, doesn't live in the blood. So every time you start moving around, your body starts releasing Lyme. So because of that, and we see a lot of Lyme patients, 90% of the Lyme patients that I see are clenching and grinding.
Wow. Was that caused the Lyme, or did the Lyme cause them to do that, or which came first?
In this case, I would say the Lyme caused them to get these issues.
Yeah.
The body under stress, and we know that when the body is under stress, certain things happen and certain patients start clenching and grinding, or there's a lack of harmony between their craniosacrum.
Yeah.
And that is leading to disharmony of the cranium, which means basically your teeth and lack of lymphatic movements.
Wow, this is really, really important, because there are people with emotional trauma, attachment, developmental trauma from childhood, who probably started the clenching and grinding because they were stressed. So it's just this, it's a cascading, started emotional and then turned into this, and then turned into the lymphatic impact. Then it affects mitochondrial function and poor immunity and all that. Very important.
Correct. We see that a lot with young children when they have parents that are having issues.
Right.
Or children that are, for example, being bullied or stressed out at school or in some sort of a manner.
Wow.
But then again, my 6-year-old little boy, Ian, I've noticed that he, a few months ago, was clenching his teeth at night. I would wake up. For him, he's going through growth spurts.
Yep.
So when I started doing some cranial work for him before sleep, he stopped clenching and grinding. That stress of that growth spur was causing him to, and the teeth, his adult teeth are coming out, shift is going on, he started clenching and grinding. But as soon as I started doing some cranial work, and some very simple meditation before we went to sleep, it stopped right away.
That's brilliant.
One of the number one things we see is that when the muscles of the jaw, due to different reasons, are in spasm, like clenching and grinding, well, what happens when the muscles go into spasm? Muscles get shorter. As it gets shorter, it takes the lower jaw backward. Yeah. And as the lower jaw goes back, it takes the tongue and the epiglottis back with it, cuts your airway.
Yes, yeah.
If you look at a lot of these sleep apnea devices, what are they meant to do? Bring the lower jaw forward.
Yes, so that's another connection. So sleep apnea could also be trauma induced, that goes to the jaw, and then it's amazing. So this is root cause.
Now, I haven't seen one sleep apnea patient that does not have some sort of a cranial disharmony.
Yeah.
That's causing this. And of course, when I'm talking about the head and neck, I'm talking about its relation to the shoulders, hip, you know, that harmony between your cranium segment.
Yeah, and that's going to also be a bi-directional thing. So I'm sure those imbalances will have a knock-on effect eventually on mood as well. So it's compounding a vicious cycle, I should imagine, as well. So that's systemic dentistry and systems biology for you, really, isn't it?
And I see this, and in every my TMJ patients, patients who come in there for their bite issues or structural issues, what have you, every female patient has also hormonal issues.
Interesting, right.
Not only that hormonal issue is the side effect of the chronic inflammation that they're going through, muscle spasm, lack of oxygenation, but also, guess where you have more hormonal receptors than any other part of your body?
Oh, that's a really good question. I don't know the answer.
The TMJ joint.
Oh, is it really?
Correct.
That's fascinating.
And
wow.
This is out of place when this is, when the body's dealing with this, it, muscle spasm, lack of blood flow now to those areas because of the muscle spasm impinging upon the arteries, veins, and the nerves, etc., etc., etc. This is also causing in hormonal issues. I've had multiple patients, young female patients, that thought they had gone through menopause.
Wow.
As soon as you put them on one of my appliances, started working with them, they get their cycles back.
This is such a good example of like holistic, yeah.
Very fast. Of course, I can never advertise this because they'll probably lock me up and throw me, you know, take me to Guantanamo Bay or something, you know.
It's a terrible state of affairs that we live in, yeah.
Exactly. You know, just drill it, fill it, bill it, and that's it.
Right.
That's not who I am.
Yes. So just with that, would this have been, could it have been the pituitary related to the hormones produced by the pituitary gland? Just because it would have started in the maybe hypothalamus. It's all, everything's connected, right?
Connected. You know, when you have a chronic issue going on, first your adrenals are affected.
Yes.
Because of the constant fight. Then we see the thyroid.
Yeah.
And hormones. You know, and for everyone is a little bit different, but there is a vicious ripple effect. I have Lyme patients that are dealing with Lyme challenge. They're athletes, they run 6 miles a day, you know, no symptoms, nothing. Because they've learned to live a clean life.
And which includes the teeth.
Energy, mental, intuitive, spiritual. And you've seen how when patients that come to us that are good with their God, good with their family, clean life, you give them one vitamin C, oh my God, is like whatever, or one chiropractic adjustments, or one little thing, and they're back to normal, you know?
Yes.
But patients who have lost, so from top to bottom, everything is much more effective. But patients who are stuck in their physical body, bad relationships, you know, have lost their faith, 100 vitamin C, 200 vitamin C.
Yeah.
And I see that. You're the 25th dentist that I've been to. Oh my God, I don't even know if I want this patient because I don't want to be number 26.
No, they actually need to go and probably get some attachment EMDR therapy, emotional trauma therapy, start stimulating the vagus nerve, and then you'd be part of the that person you've just described needs a group therapeutic intervention. They need a provider, group provider intervention. So they need the dentist, they need the psychology practitioner, they need a functional medicine practitioner. I mean, that's the truth. We need this provider. It's the future, I think, of truly holistic, unless you do everything, which, you know, probably not a good idea.
Well, it's good. By continuing education, I'm able to see more.
Yes.
Again, it goes back to the patient with tooth decay. You know, I'm not a gut specialist, but certain questions, if I ask my patient and those questions get answered positively, then listen, you need to see a nutritionist. You need to, you need to see a specialist to help you in this. If not, you're going to be here every 6 months with a new tooth cavity.
Yep.
You know, you need to be here with broken teeth because you're clenching and grinding. We need to put a stop to this. If not, you're going to kind of be married to my office. At the end of the day, I've always felt responsible greatly. So, you know, if I have a patient that doesn't follow my protocol and keeps coming in every 6 months and they don't follow through with my recommendations, honestly, that's not the patient that I want. Because I feel not only I've let them down, but I've let myself down.
Yeah.
I'm not going to turn a blind eye if you keep coming to me with the same issues on different teeth.
Yep.
Some dentists might love it. I'm making more money or what have you. Keep my office busy.
Yeah.
I just don't follow that protocol and I never did.
No, and that's why you're my dentist. So I was going to say, just as a little promo there, just so that you know anybody knows. So let's just end. What were your top tips? Just final, like, short top tips that you would have to people, maybe your top three or four recommendations to keep good oral health. I thought you were going to say, like, use the Oral-B electric toothbrush, and I think you might say a good relationship with God. So that's too realistic. So what would be your top tips anyway? And you could say what you like.
I was going to crack up because if I ever tell someone, another dentist did, you know, brush well and have a good relationship with God, they're probably going to, you know, just run away from me. You know
what? I get it. Anyway.
You know, I would say truly it's all about your immune system. You need to make sure you live in a clean home environment. You know, your children are not running outside, playing outside, and then running into the house with their shoes and jumping on the couch or the bed or the dog sleeping next to you. You know, all of that, you're bringing all that bacteria in. So really, live in a clean environment, clean, good relationships, eat healthy, eat strong, exercise. Don't allow every little thing to scare you, as most of the people are being scared right now. Yeah. You know, I see walking with my children, some people give me a heads up and smile. It's like, all this will be over soon. Or other people actually run away because they want to keep their 6 feet distance.
Seeing the same.
I got the mask, the glasses, you know, the gloves on, you know, look like little American ninjas. You know what I mean? So it goes back to those five levels: physical, energy, mental, intuitive, spiritual. You know, again, tooth decay, gum disease, all of that common denominator are chronic issues. So you really got to take care of yourself, your body as a whole. You know, I just came back from Mexico where I lectured at a huge community, all Americans that have moved to that area. They do farming different, you know, 20 years, and they're living such a clean life. You know, instead of they're buying their kids toys from Toys R Us, the toys taking a piece of wood and just having a ball with it.
Yep.
You know, so it's all about clean living on all those manifestations. With the teeth, when it hurts, it's usually too late. So we as dentists are in front lines. We see our patients every 6 months to make sure that cleaning is done, the polishing is done, the teeth are doing well. We're the first one to see evidence of, when you see tooth decay, that should raise your barometer. When suddenly you see gum disease, that should raise your barometer. When a patient comes to me, when patients clenching and grinding, you see fractures, that should raise your barometer. Yes, you have to treat the issue, but why is this happening? Why? That's where the curiosity comes in. you know, we dentists unfortunately have gone from such a prestige field in healthcare to like fast food restaurants. And that's, that really just breaks my heart. You know, we are the first ones that are able to help our patients on so many different levels. You can alter teeth and cranium growth while the patient's still in baby's tummy, in mama's tummy. That's how quick we can intervene. You know, the mother of my son, during her, she was a vegetarian. During her pregnancy, she started getting tooth decay.
Yeah.
Why? Because my son needed minerals. And because of her being vegetarian, and truly, some of my sickest patients are vegetarians who are not eating the right thing for their body. She wasn't getting enough minerals in.
Yeah.
So we had to introduce proper minerals, you know, into omegas and what have you, into her system. And literally the cavities, they were small when I first caught them. They went away.
Amazing. Shows
I see a lot of mothers that bring their babies. Yeah, there's a small tooth decay here. It's small enough that through nutrition, better brushing, flossing, we could reverse it. And their moms love me because of that. I don't say, well, we need to put your baby to sleep, you know, and go there and do 15 fillings and what have you, what have you.
Yes, and then put mercury in and put set that child up for
my
lifetime.
Daughter, I have a 12-year-old daughter, my Sophia, read my book that I wrote a few years ago, The Good Dentist, just last night. And I dedicated this book to them. And she was so, you know, impressed with this book. And you know, I told her that I will never allow, or someone that's has better financial background will never allow mercury to be placed in their children's mouth because they can afford to pay that extra fee where their insurance only covers metal filling. When you have dental insurance, you go to the dentist, the insurance company covers metal fillings. Most of the dentists, they tell you, well, if you pay like, you know, so much more extra, we could do tooth colored filling for you or what have you. We can afford it. But how about those families that cannot afford it? How about those families that don't know any better? How about those families that trust everything they hear on TV and their doctors and what have you? So I fought for them.
Yep. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Dr. Panipal, where can people find out more about you, your website address, and you can mention your book as well, the title and that?
I have a book, The Good Dentist. My website is www.systemicdentist.com. I am not practicing in Washington any longer. I am only part-time in California. I live in Washington, but I practice in California. It was not possible for me to move to California with my children because I had to vaccinate them, and I refused to do that. So in Washington so far, due to philosophical reasons or religious reasons, you can choose not to vaccinate your children. If that's going to change in the future, I don't know. Most likely, I have no idea. So I'm constantly back and forth and lecturing all over the states, different symposiums, private groups, what have you. So this this families that I told you in Mexico, there's actually, there are about 2,000 members that live all over Mexico that have moved there years ago, generations ago. And basically they invited me to come and give them a lecture on dentistry. Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Dr. Panipal. You've been brilliant.
How's your tooth, by the way?
It's really good. Of course. Can you imagine? No. It's wonderful. It is actually, I'm telling the truth. It's really good. And as soon as I found out about you and what you do, I felt totally safe the whole time. I haven't ever met a dentist like you. And it was an experience, a really positive experience. Well, you know that I'm a huge fan. I wouldn't have brought you on this summit otherwise.
Thank you for everything you're doing to spreading the word around. Again, people really need to know more about, again, we cannot see what we don't know. The more you read, the more you know.
Exactly. So I could unreservedly recommend anybody come to see you for their dentistry work and keep up the good work. I hope everybody comes to see you on your website, and you can follow what you're doing on there too. So if you're lecturing, say locally, they can check that out on your website. So thank you very much, Dr. Panipal, and I'd like to thank everybody for listening. I hope you got as much out of it as I did, and I shall see you all in the next episode. Take care for now.